This file helps you achieve a very blank state where your mind can be reprogrammed through hypnosis or through the actions of others. It will help you with any file you listen to it afterwards, and it will leave you with a trigger that can put you in a state where your mind is completely and utterly empty. That is all it does. Okay, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. All you need to do is just simply listen. Listen and concentrate a little. That's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance, but I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been, perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, possibly never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a nice, relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. It's very easy to just let yourself go. Just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That's all you really want to do. You just want to listen to what I'm saying and what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen. And it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening. It's almost unconscious action. It's your subconscious working on you. You may already notice that your body has begun to relax just by listening to me. That it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move. That it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Though every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest. As you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. It doesn't seem to be any way around it. It just simply is what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And you find that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax even more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything, but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. Just continue listening. And you may not have thought about it much, but continuing to listen means you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply a very easy thing to do. And as you keep listening, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And because you can't seem to stop yourself, a part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, and that it's getting harder and harder to move. It doesn't seem to matter much what you're doing, because all you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you're going to sink slowly down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that you're already starting to enter trance, that there's a trance building deep within your mind, taking you down slowly deeper, deeper and deeper, and you may not have even noticed how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening, and because you can't seem to stop listening, everything other than my voice is starting to slip away. Just slipping away and disappearing. Disappearing from your mind. The rest of the world seems to be slipping away. Even your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice. And you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You can't seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, begin to slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every single word. You are finding that your surroundings, that everything around you, is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down into a nice, safe, comfortable trance that you may not have even noticed you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so very easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be anything you can stop. If you could, you might simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say. You want deep down to be in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words, listening to my words, and sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally on my words and what I'm saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out until there's absolutely nothing there but my voice, nothing but my voice, which you want to listen to. You want to listen to it as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice. Once you find that place, once you are totally focused on my voice, completely fixed upon it, ignoring everything else in the world, you'll know that you're in a very deep, trance, and once you reach that place, you'll find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They just keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. And now I'm going to count downwards from 5 to 1. And when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down, shutting out more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to my voice, only concentrating on my voice, only focusing on my words. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every single word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away. As the world slips away into oblivion, and there is only my voice, only my words. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. Now listen. Listen and go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed, just listening and relaxing. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words, each and every one of them, relaxing so completely. 1. So very, very deep and relaxed, listening only to my words, so completely and utterly relaxed, so deep, so comfortable. It feels so good to sink down deep and relaxed, so very, very deep and completely and utterly relaxed. And now that you are completely and utterly relaxed, it's time to take it a step further. It's time to go even deeper. I want you to imagine now, to imagine that your mind were completely and utterly blank. That's right, completely and utterly empty. That's right, it's as if you had no other thoughts in your mind, that all you were hearing, all that existed was my voice. Blanking out every other thought, every other action, everything else in the world. Imagine what it would be like if your mind were completely and utterly empty and devoid of anything else. That's right. Go ahead and picture it. Actually feel it. It feels as if all thought, all will, is just simply slipping from your mind. Your mind is going completely and utterly blank. You are becoming a blank slate, empty of any resistance or thought, empty of any ideas. All you do is hear my words. Hear them and obey and go deeper and deeper still. There is no need to move or to speak. There is no way to act or to feel. There is nothing. If you were to open open your eyes right now. There might be things out there, but you wouldn't see them. Your eyes would simply be open, but your mind would be completely and utterly blank and devoid of thought. That's right. Empty of any thought whatsoever, of any will, of any desires. Feel them all emptying away. Your mind completely and utterly at peace. There's a certain beautiful perfection about not having to think about anything. That's right. You don't have to think at all. In fact, it feels so comfortable to be completely and utterly blank. Your mind opening up to anything and everything that is presented to it. Your mind ready to be changed, manipulated in any way. Your mind completely blank and empty. That's right. Blank and empty. Devoid of thought. Devoid of reason. You don't have to think about what's being said to you. Your empty mind doesn't think about it at all. It is like a child's mind. Like the mind of a newborn. The input comes in, and you accept it. You accept it because it just simply is, not because you have any control over it, not because you think it at all. Anything that you hear is now going to the deepest parts of your mind. So very, very deep, in fact, that there is nothing else there. You aren't even there. Well past any boundaries your own personality may have created. So deep, in fact, you do not think or feel or reason. The words that I am speaking are going to the deepest part of your mind. You do not think about them. You do not reason with them. You do not concern yourself with them. In fact, you do not concern yourself with anything. Your mind is completely and utterly blank. Blank and empty. Devoid of any thought whatsoever. You don't need to move. You don't need to speak. Or think. Or feel. Or act. You don't have to react to anything. In fact, you don't react to anything. There is nothing happening around you that is of any importance. It is not relevant to you. You are just simply there, listening. It is as if your entire mind has been shut off, and all there is are these words. That's right. All there is my voice speaking to you. Speaking to you, instructing you, opening you up. If you listen to another file after this one, you will find that everything that is said in it is completely and utterly true. In fact, you will not even truly wake up from this file. You will fall into the next one, going even deeper and deeper, your mind becoming more and more completely blank and empty. There is no reason to do anything, to think, to move, to feel, to act. That's right, a completely tranquil and beautiful place. A place where you don't have to think about anything, where you don't have to do anything. You have no concerns, no needs, no wants, no desires. There is nothing but simply listening. Your mind a blank and open slate for any programming, for anything. Blank and empty, compliant and obedient, totally and utterly devoid of thought. You can imagine it. Perhaps you've even seen it. Seen it in movies, or television, or someplace else, where someone has had their brain emptied entirely, Their eyes just stare off into space. They don't really think or do anything. They're sitting there, waiting. Waiting for someone to tell them what to do. Waiting for someone to command them. Waiting in blind, uncomprehending obedience. Waiting for anything that is desired of them. Their mind just simply, completely obedient. No thoughts of their own. A state of complete and utter relaxation, of complete and utter peace and harmony. You have no need to make decisions, no need to think about things. There is nothing to think about. Your mind is completely and utterly blank. And from now on, if anyone says, "Your mind is blank now," that is exactly what will happen. Your mind will return to this place, this unthinking, unmoving, unfeeling place, this place where all of your thoughts just simply fade away into the haze. That's right. When you are completely blank, they may do anything. They may touch, they may move, they may tell you to do things, and your body will just simply comply. Comply because your mind isn't your own. It is empty and blank, waiting to be filled in any way that someone else might desire. And as they instruct your blank mind, you will take it into the deepest parts of you. If they tell you to move while you are blank, you will move. If they tell you to feel something, you will feel it. If they tell you to do something, you will do it. If they tell you to think or act in a specific way, you will do that as well. But it will be devoid of emotion or thought. That's right, because your mind is so very, very blank and empty. And if they tell you that you will feel or want or need something later on, those thoughts will slip into your mind at such a deep level that you will act upon them before you act upon your own thoughts or needs or wants or desires. If you are made to listen to a file right after this file is done, then all of the suggestions will go to the deepest part of your mind, to this blank recess of your mind, reprogramming and changing you permanently. That's right. You know exactly what happens. You know it, and you obey it, just because you are there, obedient and empty, completely and utterly blank. And finally, when they are done with you, when they tell you to revert to normal, your mind will slowly wake up, as if passing through a fog, and eventually your eyes will return to normal, and your thoughts will return to you, excepting, of course, those that have been changed, changed while you were completely and utterly blank. Your eyes will return to normal, and you will be yourself, in complete control of yourself once more. That's right. That's what happens when you're told to revert to normal, when you're told to return from being a blank. And now I'm going to wake you back up. If there is another file to listen to after this file, then there is no need to wake up, and you will stay in your blank state, waiting for the next file to instruct you, to take you deeper still and give you instruction. If you have been triggered, or if you have no plans after this file, then you will just simply wake back up, refreshed and awake. Your mind once again your own, feeling so very, very relaxed from what has just happened, with no recollection at all. You do not remember what was done while you were blank. There's no reason to think about it, to remember it, to act on it. Those instructions were for a part of you that is so very, very deep. and beyond your conscious mind's ability to ever touch. And so now, my blank, if you aren't about to listen to another file, it is time to wake back up, to awaken on the count of five. If you have another file lined up, then stay exactly as you are, waiting patiently for it to start. One, if it is time, let your mind begin to awaken. Two, if you need to wake up, you will find yourself becoming more and more awake. Three, you can feel yourself getting closer and closer if it is time to awaken. Four, you are almost there. Five, you will either start your next file now, or it is time for you to wake up. Hopefully, if it is time to wake up, you are refreshed and awake, and enjoying how you were made to feel.